You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end. Girl, I'm turning off the tin, girl. What's going on, guys? It's Andy Talmadge, and this is the Man on a Mission podcast. And today is a very special day, not only because your kids are going back to school, but also because it's my second wedding year wedding anniversary. So I just wanted to take a minute to shout out to my wife, Andrea, that I love you and I appreciate everything you do. And thank you so much for putting up with everything that I have to do and all the support that you've given me over the years to put me in the position I'm in right now. So thank you so much. I love you. And now I'm going to get on with the podcast. Enough of the mushy stuff. So today I'm going to talk to you guys about time and money and why you should separate it. So I'm going to start out with an example. Jordan Belfort. Have you guys seen The Wolf of Wall Street? You knew that he was scamming people and making around $50 million a year. And 90% of the time he was out there partying, snorting cocaine, and eating at restaurants and doing whatever he wanted. And although scamming is obviously very wrong, he was able to separate time and money almost completely. And that's how you really gain a lot and a lot and a lot of wealth. So for the beginners out there, this could be as simple as starting a website and having an automated delivery. Maybe if you're maybe in the supplement industry like a friend of mine, if you have an e-commerce site and you're selling supplements, you could have somebody order and have it auto ship from somebody from, you know, wherever your warehouse is and have it ship, and you'd be making money without you having to be involved in the business. You could be running ads. Those ads could go to your e-commerce site. The e-commerce site could do the order, and then somebody from your warehouse could send out the package. So you're making money without time being involved. While you're sleeping, you could still be making money. You could, you know, maybe sell an order somewhere across the world at 4 a.m. Or when you wake up at 6 a.m., you could wake up to maybe 10, 20, 50, 100 sales. And that's what it means to separate time and money. So if you're an employee right now, you're trading time for money. So your top end is very, very limited. Even if you grind it out and maybe get to $50 an hour, your time's still only worth $50 an hour. Where somebody, like example for me, where I'm doing digital marketing, if I'm a solopreneur myself, I can scale my business from up to 25, 50, 100K and assign 2, 3, 4 ad managers and continue to do the things in my business that makes me more money, such as close the sales and, you know, communicate with other people and do the research necessary to dabble into other industries other than just chiropractic and senior living. So that's kind of how you scale a business, and that's how you also separate your time and money. Now, something like ClickFunnels, that's the point of ClickFunnels, is to set up something online that sends somebody through an automated process so that you don't have to have a physical sales funnel. You can send them from email, from opt-in to email, to a bunch of offers that, if you target them right, they'll eventually buy something from you. And that's email marketing and sales funnels. And the same goes for affiliate marketing. If you have maybe something going on Fiverr, if you're trying to make money through arbitrage, which is, for example, let's say you're selling logos to businesses for $200. You could go out there and promote your designs and logos and your offer and get somebody to pay you $200, and then you could go to Fiverr or a freelancer or somebody and get it for much less and give that logo to the business that you communicated with, and then you're the middleman. You make the profit in between. And that's what they call arbitrage. And that kind of takes the time out of the equation. So even though you have to give a little bit of margin, it still makes it so that you don't waste your time and money, because all you have to do is connect with the right person. You could get somebody else to connect with the right person, and they could outsource it to Fiverr, Freelancer, wherever, and you make the middle profit. So that's another way, a simple way for a beginner to separate time and money. But if you guys don't do this, you're only going to limit yourself to so much earnings, to so many earnings, because time and money as an employee put a limit on you. Even if you're making $100,000, if you have to be in the business 100%, you're still trading your time for $100,000. Instead, if you can get somebody to step in there for you, handle all the heavy work, and you could still be making, you know, let's say you make $100,000 and you have to pay your employees total of $25,000. You're still making $75,000 without having to be in the trenches of your business. And that's you separating time for money. And that's how you build real wealth. And that's going to wrap us up with the Man on a Mission podcast today. I hope you found that advice valuable. Do your best to separate time from money, and you'll not only be able to scale your business much more, but you'll be much happier in your business. So until tomorrow, guys, I will talk to you later. I love you. Bye.